lovely people, welcome back to Spectacle Slovakia. I'm Peter Dlhopolec, and if you define yourself as an explorer, then you're in the right place. This is a travel podcast, and we decided to explore different corners of the Žilina region during the summer. We've already been to Turiec, Lipto and Kisuce. This episode will be all about the Orava region. Before we move on, I must say the series would not be possible without the financial support of the Regional Tourist Board Žilina Tourism Region and the Ministry of Transport and Construction of the Slovak Republic. And now we're off to Orava. I've already swapped my bedroom for our first stop on this trip. Before I reveal the location, I should brief you about the Orava region. Bordering Poland, it's located in northern Slovakia and it's divided into the Lower Orava and Upper Orava regions. Upper Orava is not just a region, it's a protected landscape as well. Orava is surrounded by various mountains and hills, such as Oravské Beskydy to the north, Chodské Vrchy to the south, Malá Fatra to the west, and Skorušinské Vrchy to the east. The Orava River flows through the region as well. When you are visiting the Orava region, it's most likely you first end up in Dolný Kubín. This is the major town of Lower Orava, and Námestovo, on the other hand, is the major town of Upper Orava. We'll make short stops in both of the towns a little bit later, and a round of interesting facts about Orava is also coming up. Now, a big revelation, I'm in the Oravská Lesná village, the youngest village in the Orava region, and definitely one of the longest villages I've ever gone to. We can find here not only a ski resort, but also a forest railway, which is the reason why I'm here. I'm first gonna walk the road of 6 kilometers, then I will take a train and see you in a bit with my first guest, Jozef Ferenčík, who works at the forest railway. My first question is basically, is this your full-time job, running the train every day?
Yes, it actually is. We work 7 days a week, 10 months a year.
We are at the top of the, or at the end of the road.
Correct, yes.
But I haven't seen you drive the train. So are you a train driver or is your job?
Well, my job or position is a conductor. I've been here for the last 5 years.
So basically check tickets and...
Correct, and manage the visitors and the carriages and make sure that everything is prepared and ready for the journey.
So tell me what people, if they decide to come here, what can they see along the road?
First of all, we are historical railways.
Yeah.
That means people come in here for culture. This part of Slovakia is very rich for the culture, for the corals, and obviously our historical railway. So on the road you can see left over from the railway. This railway was used only for actually transportation of the wood and was built in 1918.
And now it's a popular tourist attraction. So what I found quite interesting and funny are those fairy tale creatures or along the road. Children especially will enjoy it.
The thing is, this is a forest railway and kids might find it a bit boring. So let's say that's mainly for this purpose, is fairy tale characters, so make you enjoy it a little bit more.
Then obviously cows, quite surprising because there's no one. It's just hills and trees and grass and a train and then tourists and out of nowhere cows. How long is it, the railway?
The original length was about 110 kilometers.
Right, so obviously it's shorter now.
Yeah, what we've got left is 3.5 kilometers in the region Orava.
Yeah.
And then another 6.5 kilometers in the region of Kisuce. We are right at the border of these two regions. And then there's 500 meters away from here. It's a border with Poland as well.
One more thing about things people can do here at the top of the hill. It's the viewing platform. Is it worth climbing?
Yes. We come to this station called Sedlo Beskyd. Mm-hmm. This station is 935 meters above the sea level. We have a 20 minutes break, so people can walk around. There's a sightseeing tower about 200 meters away from here, just above the station. So you can see the Malá Fatra, the Velký Rozsutec, or maybe West Tatra, Rohatce. Nice view.
Tell me something about the train itself. So it looks fairly new.
That's right. Originally, we had only steam machines over here. Now, these days, we're using these diesel machines. They're fairly new, as you said. They're from 1989 or so.
Has it ever broken down?
Well, everything could happen, as Ellie Goulding said. So, yes, my answer is yes. But our team is always ready to repair it if needed.
There are always two of you on the train. Your colleague.
Correct,
who is,
yes.
A train driver.
He's a train driver and he's a mechanic as well.
Okay, so we're safe if they're going to break down today.
We are ready.
Obviously, I want to ask you about foreign tourists. Is there any chance that they can get some introduction or some information about the first railway, let's say in English or other languages?
Obviously. I can do English and Polish and my colleague Spanish. So we're welcoming people from all around the world. In the past, it was from New York, from Los Angeles, South Korea, Sydney, Dubai, Israel. So I can say from all around the world.
Is this train in operation like under every weather condition?
If it's not critical, obviously it's a storm or heavy rain, then we have to find out and think about if it's worth it. But apart from that, yes.
This ride starts at a station called Tanichnik.
Correct, yes.
Tell me what Tanichnik is.
The legend says there's a little wood just next to the station, and it wasn't like that all the time. It was a meadow, you know, back in the 20s or whatever, and all the train drivers used to live just down to the station, this original building. And the legend said that the girls were coming to them and they were dancing over there. So that's why.
So obviously it's a really lovely ride. It doesn't take long.
The whole trip is about 1 hour. So you're going 3.5 kilometers up the hill, 20 minutes. Then 20 minutes break at the Sedlo Beskid station. So you can go to the sightseeing tower or just wander around, and then go in 20 minutes back the same way.
Jozef Ferencik speaking to me there. As I said at the beginning, the Technical Monument is located 6 kilometers away from the village, and if you travel toward Oskarlesna by bus, just like me, get off at the first stop called Ustrik, and that's very important indeed, and then you can walk or you can call a taxi. We mentioned the Tanichnik station, where the forest railway begins. You can also find here expositions, a souvenir shop, a cafe, playgrounds, and at the Sedlo Beskid station on the hill, they are currently building a small museum. The railway is definitely a place to check out while you are in the Orava region, but don't forget, book your ticket online. And now let's meet two ladies, volunteers, based in Dolny Kubin. Girls, it's time to introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name is Tamari.
Ahoy, my name is Tatia, I'm from Georgia, and currently I'm European Solidarity Corps volunteer. My host organization is Mladinfo Dolny Kubin.
So you've been here for quite some time, both of you. How would you describe Dolny Kubin?
So my first impression was like, oh my god, it's so beautiful.
For me, Dolny Kubin is really beautiful place for people who really likes nature and hiking.
Dolny Kubin is a really small town, and it's probably not really touristy, but still, every town in Slovakia has some beautiful spots to see. So what places, what sites would you recommend to tourists if they come to Dolny Kubin? When I was here for the first time, I went to the gallery, the Orava Gallery, which I would say, so it's got a few floors, and the higher you go, the better it gets. So on the ground floor, you have some religious stuff and that, I think, more colorful pictures and something that I really enjoy in terms of art. That's like upstairs. So that's what I really enjoyed, the gallery.
So I can agree with you. This is one of the most beautiful place in Dolny Kubin. I totally recommend this place for tourists.
So obviously Dolny Kubin, every Slovak, I would say, knows why it is famous, and I'm thinking of the writer Pavel Rosaki Vyazdoslav. I think everything in the town is named after him.
So honestly, yes, and also I live in Hvizdoslav Namesti, and every day I'm like passing by Hvizdoslav house and the statue, and also his museum.
Do you walk along the river? Because I think the river Orava is quite an important part of the town.
Yes, we walk a lot near the Orava River. It's really beautiful there also to sit near the Orava River and talk and just chill there.
You told me about your hiking adventures around the town. So let's just briefly mention some of the places you enjoyed hiking to? Mm.
Yes, we tried a few places in Dolnikubin. One was the Brezovets. It's quite famous place here to hike. And the one was Srnjatje. Mm-hmm. And one was Skalka. So we really enjoyed the hike.
Obviously, it's really good for your health. But why did you enjoy it? What was so special about it? Or what could you see there?
Yeah, first of all, it was really beautiful. And it's kind of viewpoint. And you can see like whole Dolnikubin from these places. And we found this swing, famous swing. And that reminded us the childhood. And
did you try it?
Yeah, we tried. And it was really, really cool.
Do you feel like you are sometimes bored in the town?
Most of the days we are busy. Mm-hmm. So we can't really feel this. But sometimes, of course, we are bored here because it's a small town. And let's say we already know most of the places.
So tell me, what are your favorite places? And I'm not thinking of like touristy places, but like the places you enjoy going to.
So personally, my favorite place and the best part of the Dolnikubin is the Stalo ice cream. Because this is the most delicious ice cream I tried in my life.
Is it the one that where everyone goes?
Yes, this is the one everyone goes.
So ice cream parlor for you. What about you?
I really like reading, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to go to Orava Library, Antona Habovštiaka.
Yeah.
And they have also the English literature and really nice outside garden. And I'm trying to spend time, my free time there. And also I'm doing the volunteering job there every Tuesday and Wednesday. And it's became my favorite place.
But you also managed to visit Orava Castle. So how did you learn about the castle, first of all?
So when I'm Googling like Slovakia and must visited place, there is always Orava Castle. Mm-hmm. And when I came to Dolnikubin, my coordinator recommended Orava Castle. I really enjoyed it. It's really amazing place. And I really, really like the architecture and also the bedrooms. Yes, it's really, I really recommend to go there, especially for people who is really into history. It's really amazing place for them.
What about you? Is there anything particularly you enjoyed?
It's really impressive. And it's huge. And you are,
I
like,
mean, we should say that it's built on the rock. And you have a beautiful view of the hills. And we didn't say that, but it's actually located in Oravský Podzámok, which is a village not so far away from Dolnikubin. I must say that I think I really enjoyed architecture. That's one thing. But I think it's like so huge that I was like thinking, where is the end of this tour? So it's got a lot of stairs, we should say, a lot of rooms. But what I enjoyed as well was, I don't know if you had this experience, but when I was, I think it was the upper part of the castle. So it's got three parts, the lower, middle, and the upper part. And in the upper part, there was like three musicians playing music. I think that was the most beautiful moment for me when I was there. Live music.
I personally really like these dresses, traditional dresses, and some traditional instruments,
yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of exhibitions going on. What I found interesting was the media library, because there was a lot of several films were filmed at the castle. Do you know any?
We really did not check it out, but if it's in English, probably we'll try to watch these movies.
So we've talked about the places you like in Dolnikubin. We talked about the castle. Are there any places you want to still visit in the Orava region?
Yeah, we have one place where we want to go, and it's called Rio de Clean. Mm-hmm. And it's a statue of Jesus. And it really looks like the famous statue of Jesus in Brazil. So we really want to go there. It's really beautiful, the sunset there, and it's really a beautiful view.
I think this is how bells ringing. So I think there's a time for us to end this part of the podcast. So that's Orava Castle and Dolnikubin. Thank you, ladies, for your time. enjoy Dolin Kubin and the region as much as he can. And let's now meet Vladimir Klotok from Vyshny Kubin. He works for Oravsky Park, loves sports, and that's why we're going to talk about, for example, cycling. We'll start in Oravsky Podzamok again. Vladimir will tell you why.
Well, the Oravsky Podzamok offers many activities, like beside the Orava Castle and the museums. I would say that also one of the very interesting ones are the rafts, yeah, which you can go on the Orava River. It's not specifically started in Oravsky Podzamok. It usually finished around that area. Mm-hmm. It starts in Horná Lehota, which is like up to the north. It's basically you will get on the raft, which is not the regular raft, but it's more or less the wooden type of raft, which also our ancestors used to transport back in the day. And the ride takes maybe like 1 hour. You will have the guy in the uniform or traditional Slovak
costume.
Yeah, costume, exactly. So they will also provide you with a piece of history, explain you the around the Oravan region, what's popular in here, what used to be popular, what's the history like, and also like the view from the raft when you are looking at the Orava Castle riding on the river on this wooden raft. I think it's one of the best moments that you can experience here. It's also very photogenic, so you can also take a lot of interesting pictures in here, and the ride itself is, I think, something unique, which not many countries offer. So it's definitely worth seeing and experiencing in our beautiful region.
You are an athlete. You do a lot of sports. So let's start with the ski resorts in the region.
Yeah, I think like we have a pretty wide variety of the ski resorts which mm-hmm. you can choose. One of them is Kubinska. They offer 14 kilometers of the ski slopes which you can ride. Mm-hmm. Basically, they are very wide, so even if it gets crowded, people have place to ski there. There are beautiful views on the mountains of Oravská Magura all around, of the Choč mountain, which is mm-hmm. like very big of the highlight in there.
So Kubinska, that's the largest ski resort.
Well,
right?
It's one of the largest. We have two largest resorts, which is like Rohače, and there okay. is Kubinska. Like both of them are, I think, pretty good. Both of them are very skiable. And I think like distinction between these two. The Kubinska have the beautiful view of all around, but in Rohače you feel like you are in the mountains. You see that like right behind you there are three big mountains, one of them called Salatín or Brestova, which basically give you the feeling that you are within the mountain and you are skiing like down the mountains. Mm-hmm. Compared to Kubinska, when you see the view while you are skiing, but you do not feel like you're like on the top of the big mountain. So both of them offers unique feeling, and both of them are good in the way. So you just need to find the right thing which suits you, I would say.
So I'm not a skier, and if I want to learn to ski, would you say I should go to Kubinska because it's not really that mountainous, or would you send me to Rohače, or are there any other smaller and less demanding slopes?
Well, I think like if you are also beginner as a skier, like both of them offer the ski schools where you can learn, you know, and both of them I think are good for families as well as the experienced skiers. Mm-hmm. However, if you are specifically looking at something smaller but and also pretty good for skiing, there is a Ski Zabava Hruštín, which is located close by to the Oravský Podzámok. Mm-hmm. And basically it also offer nice well-maintained tracks with great conditions for skiing.
You are basically the first person that really enjoys ski mountaineering. I've never met anyone. So where in the region can you basically try ski mountaineering?
Well, there are a lot of opportunities, and it depends on the level on which you are, obviously. So if I was a beginner, I would go for Rohače or for Kubinska, and basically then you can ski down the slope mm-hmm. with the well-maintained track, so it's basically the same level of difficulty as if you are skiing. However, if you are a little bit more experienced, then you can go to the off-road. And off-road also you can find in Rohace, for example, because you can ski mountaineer on the top of the ski lift, where the, basically the resort ends. And then there is the trail up to the top of the mountain, which is called Salatin, which is like, I would say it's moderate difficulty. And it takes maybe one and a half hour from the top of the step-top station of the ski lift in Rohace to get on the top. And those are also very good trails, but for that one I think you have to be experienced. But yeah, if you want to just enjoy the sport and have a chill ride, I would recommend going through the like these ski resort slopes, like on the side, you know, to respect the rules of the skiing resort obviously, and then enjoy the ride on the maintained slope.
Well, I would say I'm a more summery person, so I would go probably for hiking. I would say, so the Aura region is surrounded by hills. There must be a lot of hiking trails. If you have a free weekend or you have some friends here, where do you take them, or where do you yourself go?
My, I would say, like, hard choice is the Veľký Choč.
Okay.
Which is also the view from my village. And you can get there quite easily. It's, I think, two and a half hour hike to get on the top. And from up there, you can see basically the horizontal, or you can see the landscape of all the mountains around. So panoramatic view.
You can also see over to Poland, right?
Yeah. And also to, well, if you have the binoculars, maybe. But you can see the Lipto region, you can see the Oravan region, so the panoramatic view from there.
I think Choč is something that Orava and Lipto share. So Choč, do you have any other favorite peaks?
Yeah, for sure. Like there are multiple of them. Also in Rohace, we just mentioned also for the ski mountaineering.
Yeah.
There are beautiful peaks. Basically, you can go on the top on the Salatin mountain, which is I think one of the most beautiful in there. But I think all of them are beautiful. But this is just also my hard choice. And basically, you can hike through the top of the peaks once you get to the appropriate height. And then you also have the panoramic view from the mountains all around. And from there, you can see the Poland, definitely.
And you also enjoy cycling. So I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who love cycling. So let's mention some cycling routes, cycling trails. Dolny Kubin, that's sort of like the major city in this region. So I would say that that's the place where you basically start all this trails.
Yeah, you can start even in Dolny Kubin. Like, we have the Cyclo Magis Trail. It's also the very long one. It has like 100 kilometers. But this is pretty long one, and I think you would need to sleep somewhere on the way, and it's the moderate difficulty. The thing that I would recommend to do, like when you are in here, go from Dolny Kubin up to Kubinska. From Kubinska you can go to Hruštín. And those are like asphalt roads. I think you can go by car, but still it's not that comfortable. So with the bike, you still enjoy the beautiful views, and you feel like you are going through the forest. Sometimes you are going like throughout the top of the mountains, and sometimes you are feeling like you are going through the cities. And like from Kubinska, you are going to Hruštín. And from Hruštín, you can go to the Oravský Podzámok. And from there, if you want, you can go up to even Malatina, which is another small village. Whole this trail can take like 40 to 45 kilometers. But I think it's worth of mentioning, a lot of beautiful views on the way.
I think we should also say that the Orava region is well connected with the Lipto region and with Poland as well. Because from what I've gathered when I was trying to prepare for this podcast is that basically you can take a cycling trail from the Orava region and you can get up to Nový Targ, which is this small Polish town where a lot of Slovaks, I think they still go there shopping. What are your three places in the Orava region that you really love and you would recommend them to visitors?
For me, I think it would be the Kubinska,
okay,
which is the skiing resort in the winter. And in the summer, it has the zip line. Furthermore, now it has its own bike park.
Yeah.
So basically, you can hang your bike, or if you don't have the bike available there, available with you, you can rent it there, hang it on the ski lift, and then you can enjoy 5.5 kilometer long trail, it's called Super Mix Trail. You have multiple obstacles on the way, like the wooden bridge, or there are like a lot of turns, very like adventurous ones. So that's pretty nice thing to experience.
It's not just a bike park in the summer, right?
No, as I mentioned, it's you have the zip line, then you have this bike parks. Also, there is the trail for tricycles. It's like mountain tricycles, and also the somewhat like scooters, and also you can go on this bike trail with this type of thing. So also they have the separate trail from this bike park. That's a good thing to visit or experience. Also you can just take the lift and enjoy some good meals in there. We have like wide variety of restaurants in there. Or you can also there is a lake which is in the winter used for the artificial snow. So during the summer, you know, you can just hop on the boat and enjoy the ride on it. And this bike park the trail goes around the lake, so it goes basically from the around the lake into the forest into the like slopes. So it's very adventurous. So I would definitely say this is worth of visiting in here.
So that's your top recommendation for tourists?
Well, for me, yeah, because I have been skiing there since I was a little boy. I learned how to ski in there, so it's kind of, as I mentioned, a hard choice. Then for sure the Orava Castle. Also these wooden rafts are very nice, that I would take anybody to just experience it. I think the Rohače are beautiful in the summer for hiking, in the winter for skiing.
So if I count it correctly, four top places you to tourists. Thank you very much for your time. That was Vladimír Klocek with his tips, and let's now do a quick round of facts good to know about the Orava region. The wooden Lutheran church in Leštiny and the wooden Roman Catholic church in Tvrdošín are inscribed on the UNESCO list. The Zubers village is home to the open-air Museum of Orava Village and Brestová cave. Tourists can experience a ride on a tank in the Podbiel village. Oravice is a place where tourists start their hiking trips to several valleys, including the popular Juráňová dolina. The town of Trstená is known for its pottery. Oravský korbáček, Zázrovský korbáček and Zázrovské vojky, steamed cheese products, are on the EU's list of protected traditional specialties. Oravská lesná is considered to be the coldest place in the country, while another village, Oravská Polhora, is the northernmost settlement of Slovakia. Let's finish off our trip around the Orava region in the town of Námestovo. You should definitely go there if you love water. Right next to it, the massive Orava water dam is located. You can swim in it, do lots of different water sports, but I went up there just because of this podcast and I decided to go for this.
Dear visitors, welcome aboard the Slanica ship operated by the Orava Gallery at Dolní Kubín. This cruise offers spectacular views of the surrounding scenery, its natural attractions, the history of Orava Lake, and the exhibits of the Slanica Island of Arts.
If you are a foreigner and you decide to take this boat trip, the audio guide you've just listened to will tell you much more about the Orava region and the water dam itself. With a bunch of other people on the ship, we sailed around a bird island and we also got off on the already mentioned Slanica Island. It's a remnant of the flooded village of Slanica and you can visit the church and Calvary here. It is a beautiful, beautiful spot. It is a must-see if you are in the Orava region. That's all for now. I'm back with another episode very soon. We'll visit a spa town and one of the most beautiful villages in Slovakia. Join me then. Take care.